Included within the $1.35 trillion tax cut that President Bush signs today, it's a temporary phase-out of the estate tax. Commentator and tax attorney Christy Bjornerud says drawing up a will just became a lot more complicated.
There are really three things you can count on in this world: death, taxes, and Congress passing legislation that makes no practical sense whatsoever. I'm referring to the so-called repeal of the estate tax contained in the new tax cut package. You see, under prior estate tax law, your will couldn't just say, "I leave everything to Ronaldo." If it did, Ronaldo would be splitting everything over $675,000 with Uncle Sam, the one who wears red, white, and blue, not your Uncle Sam from Duluth. So attorneys had to draft wills that were so perplexing and convoluted that only the Internal Revenue Code itself could rival them for sheer complexity. Will the new tax law change that? Forget it. This law just makes the whole process more beastly. Over the next few years, it will slowly raise the amount that can be sheltered from Uncle Sam's clutches at death to $1.52 million, and ultimately to $3.5 million. Then, this law repeals the estate tax altogether for exactly 1 year in 2010. In 2011, watch out! The entire estate tax comes screaming back into existence just as it stands today, unless Congress passes legislation extending the repeal. You might be saying to yourself, why should I care? My estate won't be taxable anyway. But in 2011, when the estate tax rises like a phoenix from its own ashes, the amount that can be sheltered from taxation will drop back to $1 million. Between skyrocketing real estate values, pension plans, and life insurance, many middle-class families who might avoid the estate tax in 2001 are going to be hit over the head with it in 2011. What kind of a repeal is that? If anything, this repeal complicates the estate planning process. I suggest that anyone planning to move on to the great beyond try to schedule things for the year 2010. Those of us who aren't able to plan that far ahead can cross our fingers and hope that Congress extends the repeal. I, for one, would really like to be able to have my will drafted to say, I leave everything to Ronaldo, and know that it will all go to Ronaldo. Of course, this whole discussion leaves me with another problem. What am I going to say when my husband Jeb asks me, who's this Ronaldo?
The comments of Christy Bjornerud, a tax attorney in Portland, Maine.